to the broadcast. Today we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Have your Bible ready if you can. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1 says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." Finally, he said, "Brethren, pray for us." Make this your prayer. Lord, teach me to pray.
Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry, day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee. Power in prayer, Lord, power in prayer. Here mid our sin and sorrow and care, men lost and dying, souls in despair. Oh, give me power, power in prayer. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Thou art my pattern, day unto day. Thou art my surety, now and forever. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me. Constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free. Power with men and power with thee.
I'm reading again in chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians, verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Now, Paul the Apostle didn't just say, pray for us. He said, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Now, when Paul was teaching these Christians how to pray and teaching us how to pray, he said, pray that. In other words, pray specific prayers. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Who was Jesus talking to here? He wasn't talking to those who were walking down the road of apostasy. He was talking to the 11 people who had been with him. Judas Iscariot is already off betraying Jesus. And the Lord is talking only to those, what we would call fundamentalists. Certainly, he's talking to those who are the remnant. And he says to them, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. If you've been walking with Jesus for 3.5 years and learning everything there is to learn from him and hearing the sermons that he preached, you would think everything would be okay. No, he said, pray that ye enter not into temptation. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 38, Jesus says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. You notice here, the praying is specific. In Matthew 24 and verse number 20, Jesus said, pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Now that's interesting. Pray that your flight be not in the winter. My grandmother, I was just a young child when she passed away, but I could remember her saying that was a verse that she not only said it, she had it underlined in her Bible. She said, I don't want to die in the wintertime. And she thought that's what this meant. Well, she did. She died in the wintertime. Well, it's not talking about that. It's so important to make sure that we look at verses in their context, and Jesus is talking to the Jews concerning the situation just before the tribulation period, and that's why he said, pray that that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Well, we don't care if we die on the Sabbath day or if we die in summer or the winter time, but concerning the context of that particular verse, again in Matthew 24, and you need to read the whole chapter of Matthew 24 in order to get it in the context at the end of the age we're talking here. And he is saying to the Jews, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, you better head, and they will head to Petra. But he said, and he's not talking about dying here, he's talking about them fleeing out of Jerusalem, and he says, pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. But notice here, what we're talking about is pray ye that. Again, in Luke chapter 11, the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us to pray. And if you study that chapter, you'll see that he said, when ye pray, pray these things. And he gave them a list of specific things to pray for. In John chapter 17, verse number 15, Jesus is praying just before he was crucified. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 9, Paul said, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Notice specific praying. He said in Philippians, or in Colossians rather, 1 and 9, he said, I do not cease to pray for you and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. 2 Thessalonians 3, 1 and 2, in our verse here, he says, finally, brethren, pray for us that, and he says two specific things here, the word of the Lord may have free course, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. So in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5, he talks about the Lord, and he talks about their heart. You have the phrase, the Lord, three times. Let me read it. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil, and we have confidence in the Lord, touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And verse 5, the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now, what is the heart here? It's not talking about that organ that pumps blood. It's talking about the center of everything that is spiritual in our lives. It's talking about our spirit. The Bible says back in Genesis that the Lord said, God said, let us make man in our image. And, of course, God is a Trinity, and the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they said, let us make man in our image. We are a Trinity. We are a body, a soul, and a spirit. Now, we usually name it that way. The Bible names it exactly opposite, the spirit, soul, and body. And so what he's saying here is pray that the Lord will direct your hearts, will direct your spirit. Who's in charge of your spirit? The Bible says the Holy Spirit will bear witness with my spirit. Paul the Apostle and those who were traveling with him were very concerned about how things were going back there in Thessalonica after they had left. And he said in 1 Thessalonians 3:10, we refer to the fact of night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:11, he said, but God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. He says, we're praying that we might see you, and we're praying that God would direct our way unto you. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Notice his praying was specific, that the Lord increase and abound in love, that the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another. Notice in it also says, and toward all men. That's interesting. Jesus had the same love for Judas as he did for John. He had the same love for Pilate as he did for Peter. Now, there's something I think we need to pray about, because I don't know if we even have any idea what that kind of love is. In 1 Thessalonians 3:12, he says to the end, he said he prays to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The point is, when you pray, your prayer should be specific.
Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in thee, Lord, and thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee. Power in prayer, Lord, power in prayer. prayer. Here mid our sin and sorrow and care, men lost and dying, souls in despair. Oh, give me power, power in prayer. Living in Thee, Lord, and Thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me Thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with Thee. To pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Thou art my pattern day unto day. Thou art my surety now and forever. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in Thee, Lord, and Thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me Thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with Thee.